I would say a kind of a last question, which in some way summarized all the above. We know that there are various groupings of machine learning algorithms, for instance, regression, classification, and others, and so forth. Can you explain their relevance and difference between them?
Yeah, you're right. There are various possibilities to group machine learning algorithms, by the way. I think that's actually the main one relies on the type of the mathematical model. More in particular, as mentioned before, we have models for supervised training and models for unsupervised training. Regarding the former, among the most important ones, we have neural networks, deep or shallow, support vector machines, dishes in trees, ensemble techniques. For the unsupervised models, we can mention k-means, principal component analysis, auto-associative neural networks, self-organized maps, and so forth. But as your question was pointing out, another possibility to group machine learning algorithms addresses the distinction between regression and classification. Once a certain input is provided to our mathematical model, the difference between regression and classification mainly relies on the type of output we are interested in. In the case of classification, the output will be a label, a class. For example, let's consider again a satellite application where remote sensing is used for meteorology, for example. Let's therefore assume that we have to make a meteorological analysis and we want to decide which pixel in an image of the sky has to be associated to a cloudy sky and which pixel of the image has to be associated to clear sky. So that the final purpose is to produce a map where we represent the blue color with the blue color, the clear sky pixels, and with the gray color, the cloudy pixels. We say in this case that we want to obtain a classification map. For the regression, basically, we want that our mathematical model, as a response of its data processing, computes or estimates a number, more in general, a real value number. So, if we consider the same scenario set on meteorology, we want to know for the remotely sensitive data, how much is the humidity or the precipitation rate, real numbers in a given area. However, it's interesting to know how a regression problem can be translated into a classification problem. This is what happens if I say, within this range of precipitation values, so between these two numbers, I have the class low precipitation. In this other interval of range, I have moderate precipitation, and so on. So in this case, I map ranges of values into classes.
Very good. I would say this has been a very interesting interview, and thank you very much, Professor Fabio Del Frate. We really appreciate it. It has been a clear and interesting snapshot of artificial intelligence feature and relevant application. Thank you again.
Thank you to you. It's been a pleasure.